Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
That's something Soweto, going out to all of the kings listening right now. Amajens, it's time for Majens. Okay, each week our guy Kavi drops a mental health tip to help you move better, feel better, and show up stronger for yourself and for those around you. So lean in, breathe out. This is Amajens. Kavi, take it away.
Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family. And a special, special good morning to Paula this morning, standing in for my favorite duo. I'm actually excited because it's actually the first time I get to interact with Paula. So good morning to you, madam. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents. We huddle as men and we talk about us for a change. We talk about us for a change. And that also means K Goodness is on your radio. And today, I think initially I want to start off by saying, I take a hat off to the fathers of this generation. I think we are seeing more and more how present you guys are, you're showing up at school events, you're showing up for your kids in ways that is, I guess, maybe unfamiliar. I don't want to call it unfamiliar because, you know, there are fathers that over the years have showed up for their kids, but you guys are doing the most, man. And I think I'm really, really proud of this current generation of fathers because we're really seeing fathers showing up. But to that, I just want to say that for those of us that are enlightened, it's time for us to do better. It's time for us to raise our children differently. It's time for us to, you know, be what we wanted from our fathers. Obviously, and especially for the boy child I'm speaking about, let's not be dismissive of our son's emotions. Let's not be teach our sons to shut off their emotions and not to cry like we were taught. Let's not put down and suppress our son's emotions and help them be expressive, because I believe strongly that there is power in vulnerability, there is strength in vulnerability, and being able to teach your child to express their emotions in a healthy way is not teaching a child to be weak, but rather teaching them to be strong while embracing their vulnerabilities. So what I'm going at this morning is that we struggle with a lot of things, right? Till this day, a lot of us can't have a full emotional-based conversation because we're told to suppress our emotions. We don't know how to express our emotions in a healthy manner. But we are at a place where we know better. And as such, I believe we should be able to teach our children to be better so that my son knows that I can cry and it's okay. Or I can express my emotions in a healthy way and it's okay. I can come out and not have to throw a tantrum because I don't know how to express my emotions, but because I've been taught how to express my emotions, I can go and have a conversation with my dad about what I'm feeling. And I'm not going to be shut down. So it's very important that we create a better generation of men. And again, I'm not saying we need to create a weak generation of men where it's all about emotions and stuff like that. No, but we need to create a generation of men, boys, young men that are emotionally better off than we are, that are in a better place to be able to control their emotions. I mean, you look at the stats of gender-based violence are extremely high, and that's because a lot of us don't know how to express our emotions, and that means in turn we turn to violence because that's the only place where we are more dominant than women. So but if you learn how to, if you teach our children and even ourselves in continuing, learn how to control our emotions and express our emotions, it won't blow up and bust up all the time. So gents, as a generation of men, I think let's just do better at understanding ourselves so that we can help our sons understand themselves and be better support systems for our daughters and the women in our lives. So that having been said, love, peace and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.